Well, it's been a very moving experience and we're really honoured to be here. We were involved in the project right from the start. We went over to Belgium where soil was gathered in the cemeteries and then brought to the Menin Gate when Lizzie was involved in loading it onto the gun carriage. Then the soil came back to the UK, but one symbolic sandbag has been remained in Belgium and it was brought back today. It's tremendous to be here to see that soil come back.
And how did it feel to be over there and see the soil coming from a battlefield where so many young men died?
Yeah, tremendous experience, really, really moving. We looked at all the headstones and some headstones had individuals' names on, some have four names on, or it mentions an unknown soldier. Our own family were involved, like so many, because so many people died. The numbers are unimaginable.
In terms of your family then, what was your family involved in?
Yes, my grandfather's brother and two cousins died in the First World War on the Somme. They were missing on the Somme, but and unfortunately they have no known grave, but are mentioned on one of the memorials.
And I know that some people have sort of said that bringing this soil over here is a bit like bringing the men home. Does it feel a bit like that today?
It does feel like that. It's as if that corner of the foreign field has been brought back home to England. And I know it's only a small amount of it, but it is so important to bring that back. And then it will form part of a memorial garden in London.
Are you looking forward to seeing that?
I will do, and we will do. We'll be going in November to that special ceremony there, yes.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jo. If I come to you for a minute, Lizzie, and just tell me a little bit about your involvement. What did you do in this project?
Part of loading the sandbags onto the gun carriage with a partner school from Belgium. So, yeah.
What did that mean to you?
It was very honouring to be a part of it and it was a very moving experience. So.
And how does it feel now standing in Southampton and seeing this all come back?
Yeah, it's a great experience and it was great to be invited here too, so this part of it as well. So.
And obviously you've been saying about family history with the First World War and have you been learning a lot about your family history and about the war generally?
We learn a lot about the war in schools now and it's hard to not remember things when there's so many events like this going on in the city. And my mum has told me about my family history and yeah, it's quite
moving, I guess.
Yeah, it's very moving.